We have a guest on the Super Celebrity Hotline who does not need to hear this, nor to fill her mind with the image of you, even though she doesn't even know what you look like, jumping out of a cake. Oh, my God. Nelly Galan is the first female president of Telemundo and was a contestant, and I don't know, Nelly, how this all worked out, a contestant on Celebrity Apprentice. And it's very interesting with the press that you have received over the last couple of days concerning your experience with the whole in the Trump world now. And I guess I gotta ask you this, because this would be the most important piece here, is that, and you know, you've worked not only as an executive, a suit in the business, but you were on camera as well. An award-winning producer, and you were also a reporter, an entrepreneur, a media mogul, and a self-made person who, as a Cuban immigrant, you came to the United States at just 22 years of age and made an incredible career for yourself. Now, when you hear what Donald Trump said about the judge in this case, what is your thoughts?
Well, it's, by the way, first, love being with all of you. Happy to be here. I'm sorry I sound so weird because I have a horrible cold. It's hard to hear that stuff, right? Because, you know, you can imagine, I just wrote a book called Self-Made about entrepreneur women in America and how we're the sleeping giant and how multicultural women are hitting it out of the park. And then I hear Donald Trump say very demeaning things about women, very demeaning things about multiculturals. And look, I just think it's bad messaging. It's not a good idea. How can you put down the very people that are going to be, are already about to become the majority in this country and are the growth engine in this country? And I think it's a mistake. And I was shocked when he first started doing it. I thought he was going to apologize the next day. And I just think, you know, every advertiser in America, every retailer is looking to Latinos and to multicultural women. And why would you pick on them when they are the number one consumer in America?
Well, that's exactly what the Republican Party is asking themselves right now. They're like, hey, wait a second. Remember in 2000, they talked about one of the reasons that George W. Bush was successful in 2000 was because of conservative Hispanic voters, Latino voters in Texas. And that was his career. He spoke Spanish. And that was going to be a way, and just to get inside politics here for a second, but that was going to be a way for the Republican Party to reach out to culturally conservative people, tend to be Catholic, tend to be culturally conservative, or certainly Catholic or Christian. There's a lot of evangelicals now in the Latino community. So this is like a whole thing, and but just looking at that from the headquarters in D.C., that's the way they were looking at it. Just from a human standpoint, I want to know your experience on The Apprentice. Now the Donald Trump that you dealt with on that, it's a reality TV show, right? So it's produced it's all that. But are you surprised by the Donald Trump you see on the campaign trail versus the one that you worked with on that show?
I am surprised because, look, when I was on the show, I was asked to be on the show. Look, I wasn't a celebrity like some of the other people on the show. I was brought on because of my entrepreneurial background and that I was Latina and that they wanted a Latina that could stand up to Donald Trump, right? But let's face it, it was a TV show. And so we all knew what we were in for. We all knew that we had to create drama and that, you know, we could fight with each other. And we didn't take it personally, right? Mm-hmm. But I thought, as somebody who's an entrepreneur and someone who's a businessman, that he would be smarter about going after groups of people that are the growth engine of this country. I mean, look, I look at it this way. You know,
let me ask you, Nelly.
I'll repeat.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, you just said it, and I'm going to repeat it. I think Latinos in particular were very conservative. We're very traditional people. I mean, we were. It's so crazy that the Republicans in general have messaged to Latinos so badly, because we're kind of natural born Republicans. But when you speak about people in such racist ways, and the messaging is just so negative, when in fact, without Latinos, no business in America could survive it going forward, because we're the largest group. It's kind of not smart. You just go, wow, somebody needs to reboot the Republican Party.
Right. Well, least of all, look, Trump's businesses, too. You look at what his hotels and things like
correct.
That, the number of Latinos that he employs personally, you think it would be personally harmful for him to say this. But I want to ask you, when you were on the show, and I remember you were with Gene Simmons, the Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah,
I watched that season.
Yeah.
And they did he ever, during the downtime or anything, make remarks like the ones we're seeing now, like, there's my African-American, or, you know, I mean, something. Did he say anything where everyone looked at each other and said, what is he talking about?
No, I have to be honest. When we were on the show, we really never chit-chatted with him in between shooting. I think he kept it very professional so that whatever happened on camera would happen on camera. So it wasn't like we hung out with him. Do you know what I mean? And so think about it. It's like when you're doing a show like that, you see Donald Trump as like Simon Cowell, right? It's like you're on American Idol and Simon Cowell's job is to be mean. So we never took it personally, nor did. And I have to tell you one thing. His kids are great people. They are.
They seem like it.
So you think to yourself, well, it can't be that bad if the kids are that great, but maybe that's the ex-wife, right? But I was shocked and horrified when I heard the things he was saying, and I really thought, well, he's just going to backtrack on this and he's going to apologize and blah blah. Because more, if you're an entrepreneur and you're a business person, then again, you have to know who are the customers in America going forward.
Nellie, I guess this is what I was going to get to, though. Maybe it's not good politics for him. Maybe he thinks he can win by creating these divisions and by I never got the hit that he was like a hateful guy, Donald Trump. I thought he's a boaster and a guy that is constantly selling and very P.T. Barnum and all that. I never got the sense that he was like a mean guy or even a bad guy, but just a rougher customer, right? And now,
well, like a blatant capitalist who's out for himself.
Yeah, and he's turning this into some sort of political game. It just seems to me that he at this juncture, he figures, all right, this is how I've gotten this far. And if I continue to do this, I can't turn around. I'll be seen as it's against my brand to be seen as anything other than what I've already done. And I'm going to ride this one for as far as it takes me. He's not going to apologize.
So I guess my question is, when people show you who they are, I guess you have to believe them, right? So I can't think you can create a brand around something you really don't believe and live with it for the rest of your life. And if that's the case, if he's doing it to win and he doesn't really believe what he's saying, then, he's got to live with that the rest of his life. I hope it's been worth it.
Oh, my God. Well, imagine the rest of the crap in his head he's got to live with for the rest of his life if this is what he's saying on the campaign trail.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to think about it. Just ask Howard Stern, I guess, is the answer. All right. Well, Nellie, congratulations on the new book. And you have a very interesting perspective on this whole thing because it's weird. And for somebody, who watches this stuff and, as a fan of politics and also as just a consumer of it and somebody who's around it, in the media as we are, I just cannot believe what American politics has brought us this year. And it's pretty crazy.
I can't either. And I hope that, I hope that this kind of separation and pulling people apart does not win an election. And I'll tell you this, I am convinced that Latinos and all these other multiculturals will come out to vote. And I don't think it's going to happen. I don't. And I think that, we, especially women, I have to say to women, this is a year for all of us to really look at who's really supported us all these years. Nobody's perfect. Our moms are not perfect. Our aunts, our grandmothers. But,
I think by extension, you're saying, Nellie, Hillary Clinton isn't perfect. I think that's what I'm hearing you say, Nellie.
You know what? Hillary Clinton has been there for us. And I think we have to remember that. I do.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Nellie.
Congratulations. Self-Made is the book.
So
it's available right now. Thank you, Nellie.
Thank you.
Nellie Galán, who is from Telemundo. She was the president of Telemundo, first female president of Telemundo, but is also on The Apprentice with Donald
Celebrity
Trump.
Apprentice.
Yeah.